Jim Bunning says he will seek a third term next year.
I'm going to run.
Bunning conducted a poll in February to gauge support for his re-election bid, but the sometimes irascible 77-year-old senator declined recently to disclose the results.
Let's say that I did the polling.
What does that mean?
That means it's none of your goddamn business.
Those comments are from conference calls with reporters in February and March. Bunning later apologized for the profanity. Speculation over Bunning's political future intensified at the beginning of the year, when he reported having relatively little campaign cash on hand. He said that's because he delayed fundraising to help GOP candidates in the 2008 elections. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell told the National Press Club in January he wasn't sure if his Kentucky counterpart would seek a third term, prompting this response from Bunning in another conference call.
He had a lapse of memory or something when he was speaking to the press club last week when he said that he didn't know what my intentions were. He knew very well what my intentions were.
When they treat Bunning's candidacy as a possibility and he's treating it as a reality, then it's clear that they don't want him to run.
Al Cross is a longtime political writer and the head of the Institute for Rural Journalism at the University of Kentucky.
I think that they have looked at his propensity to commit gaffes, his narrow reelection last time in a year when George Bush was carrying the state by 15 points, and his lack of fundraising up to this point, and probably some poll numbers, and concluded that he is going to have a hard time holding the seat for the Republican Party, which desperately needs every seat it can get in the U.S. Senate.
Two Republicans say they're ready to jump into the race only if Bunning decides to retire. One of them is Secretary of State Trey Grayson.
Jim Bunning is a friend and a mentor. He is running for re-election, and as long as he's running for re-election, I don't have any plans to run against him in a primary.
And then there's Bowling Green Dr. Rand Paul, who's the son of former presidential candidate Ron Paul.
My goal is to tell everybody within earshot I will run if Senator Bunning won't, and that I want to represent the conservative wing of the party, and I don't think the conservative wing of the party is being adequately represented.
Paul and Grayson both say they're close to Bunning politically, especially when it comes to economic policy, which they call a key to victory in 2010. Neither has officially begun raising money or campaigning, but Paul says he'll use the same grassroots efforts that powered his father's presidential bid, while Grayson says he can rely on his reputation as a Republican up-and-comer.
Everywhere I go, people ask me what I'm going to run for next, and they encourage me to look at other offices because they know that I'm term limited as Secretary of State in 2011.
Well, the person who's not going to wait on Bunning is David Williams.
That's Al Cross again. He's talking about Kentucky Senate President David Williams, who's expressed interest in the seat.
I expect Williams will be in the race next month after Bunning reports a poor fundraising performance in the first quarter.
Williams hasn't officially declared his candidacy, and calls to his office on the matter weren't returned. Williams met last month with officials from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, prompting Bunning to say he would sue the NRSC if it recruited an opponent to run against him. The committee's chairman, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, says it supports Bunning. Cornyn told the Courier-Journal the meeting with Williams was just a courtesy visit. As Kentucky Democrats watch it all unfold, they're positioning for their own primary. Lieutenant Governor Dan Mangiardo has formally announced he'll run again. Attorney General Jack Conway has said he's considering the race, as is Congressman Ben Chandler. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.